For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Winter weather arrived Monday in the San Bernardino National Forest. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has advice from the Forest Service on responsible recreation in the mountains.
The U.S. Forest Service says snow chains are a must and checkpoints along the highways are likely as winter weather hits Southern California mountains. In a press release, they advise San Bernardino Mountain visitors to plan for crowds, to keep their snow play to public lands, and to pack out trash, including broken sled pieces. Some higher elevation service roads will be closed to vehicle traffic, but open to foot traffic like snowshoeing. Recently burned areas like Forest Falls remain closed, and fire restrictions will continue until there is enough rain to get Southern California out of peak fire season. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
Attorneys for pastors in Riverside County today filed an emergency bid with the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Governor Gavin Newsom's COVID-19 guidelines on indoor worship. The writ for an emergency injunction filed on behalf of James Moffitt of Church Unlimited in Indio and Brenda Wood of Word of Life Ministries International Incorporated in Riverside and pastors in San Bernardino County comes a week after a federal appeals court rejected a similar bid by a Pasadena ministry that was previously reviewed by the Supreme Court. The Center for American Liberties writ argues that California treats houses of worship with a harsher hand than secular businesses. With most of California under the strictest of lockdowns, many businesses are permitted to operate at reduced capacity, and some without any limitations at all. Houses of worship, though, must remain closed for in-person services. Referencing the Supreme Court's previous refusal to overturn Newsom's order, the writ states that allowing California to continue discriminating on the basis of religion will cause an inequality nationwide, where the First Amendment applies in some states in circuit court jurisdictions, but not in others, such as the Ninth Circuit or the state of California. Many dentists have seen people put off regular dental appointments for cleaning and other dental procedures this year. That in itself has consequences. But stress, too, plays a factor, says dentist Dr. Edward Graham. He says he's seeing the signs of it increasingly in his patients' teeth.
Due to the pandemic, social unrest, and also due to the election, we think that's kind of the perfect trifecta, which is causing people a lot of stress. Stress in humans is normally manifested by clenching and grinding.
Graham says most of that occurs at night, but even commuters trapped in traffic can exhibit that same behavior. He points out that people over 40 are most at risk, especially those who have old fillings, cracked teeth, or have had root canals. This week marks the start of a massive COVID-19 vaccination effort at California's nursing homes. Cap Radio's Pauline Bartoloni has more.
Residents and staff members at facilities in Fresno, Southern California, and the Bay Area will be some of the first in line for the immunization. CVS Health and Walgreens are partnering with the federal government to administer the shots, and CVS expects to help inoculate nearly 700,000 people over the next 12 weeks. Deborah Pacina of the California Association of Health Facilities says the shots will help bring 9 months of tumult and sorrow to a close.
The vaccination just really represents hope and joy for this particular population who's suffered so much and who's been isolated from their family members.
CVS Health says vaccinations will be available to the general public at their stores by appointment in the future, but there are no set dates for that yet. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartoloni.
Shereen Awad, KVCR News.